Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating history and physical on patient Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, first name Tony, T-O-N-I, date of birth, May 24, 1964, date of evaluation, June 23, 2024, name, chief complaint, 59-year-old African-American female, referred for initial evaluation. The HBI. The patient is a 59-year-old female with history of breast cancer, myocardial infarction, and hypertension, who is here for initial evaluation period. She reports shortness of breath period. She stated that she has hypertension but has not taken her medication as it causes headaches, period. She has had no chest pain, period. However, she reports dyspnea worsened by exertion, period. The past medical history includes one, breast cancer in 2008, next number myocardial infarction 2012, next number hypertension, next number borderline diabetes, next number hyperlipidemia, next number overweight, past surgical history, bilateral mastectomy, next number left heart catheterization, medications, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, carvedilol 25 milligrams BID, vitamin D 3 daily, isosabide PRN. The allergies, losartan results in angioedema, family history, she has had breast cancer in multiple family members, father died of congestive heart failure. Social history. She reports prior marijuana, alcohol, and cocaine use, period. She otherwise denies current substance use, review of systems, constitution rules. She has no weight loss or weight gain, period. HEENT, she reports recent eye infection, period. Neurologic, she has had no headache or dizziness. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure, 188/133, pulse 86, respiratory rate 22, height 62.5 inches, weight 133 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The cardiovascular examination, there is regular rate in liver with a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, period. There is no increased JVD, period. Pulses are otherwise symmetrical, period. PMI is noted to be normal, period. The data review. EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 80 beats per minute, period. There is left atrial enlargement, period. There is left water access, period. There is evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy and prolonged QT, period. The echocardiogram reveals left ventricular ejection fraction of 52-56%, period. There is no segmental wall motion abnormality, period. There is a trace amount of aortic regurgitation, period. There is trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. There is a small generalized pericardial effusion, period. the impression this is a 59-year-old female who presents for evaluation period. She has evidence of hypertensive urgency period. She has a history of coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, borderline diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and overweight period. She is not a child, pericardial infusion period. She has hypertensive urgency as noted period. The plan, I will continue carvedilol and Lasix. I will add diazide 25/37.5 1 pill daily to her medical regimen. CBC, Chem 20, hemoglobin A1C, no TSH, urinalysis, all ordered. Echocardiogram as noted. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Tony Oliver. Thank you.